With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A New Hampshire federal judge has blocked President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship for the children of illegal immigrants. Today's ruling comes after two similar rulings by judges in Seattle and Maryland last week. Christian relief groups feeling the pain of President Trump's dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development.
The Trump administration's gutting of USAID is directly affecting the work and ministry of many faith-based organizations, including Samaritan's Purse, World Vision, World Relief, and Catholic Relief Services. As Christianity Today reports, most of USAID's budget goes to grants for projects, including local Christian health clinics and orphan care. On its website, World Relief says the federal funding cuts are putting its refugee outreach and life-saving programs at risk. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump planning to announce a new round of tariffs this week as he strives to level the playing field between the U.S. and its trading partners worldwide. Prior to last night's Super Bowl, which he did attend, Mr. Trump applauded the work of DOGE, his Department of Government Efficiency, that's headed by Elon Musk. Also at SRNNews.com, efforts continue aimed at winding down the war in Ukraine. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says President Trump is actively considering strategies for finally ending the conflict.
Russia's economy is not doing well. He is prepared to tax, to tariff, to sanction. We need to get all sides of the table and end this war. And it has come up in conversations with President Xi, with Prime Minister Modi, with leaders across the Middle East. Everybody is ready to help President Trump end this war.
Waltz appearing on NBC's Meet the Press. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 95 points, the Nasdaq ahead 244. This is SRN News. Google abandons DEI.
The world's most popular search engine says it will no longer pursue a diversity, equity, and inclusion program that, amongst other things, sought to promote the LGBT agenda. Google joins numerous other leading corporations, including some of Silicon Valley's biggest names, in stepping back from DEI, even as President Trump declares war on the concept within the federal government. Target made a similar announcement earlier this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
During last week's visit to the U.S., Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with evangelical leaders. Among those in attendance, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who is President Trump's pick to be ambassador to Israel. John Hagee of Christians United for Israel was also there. The meeting, a reminder that Christian Zionists are among Israel's strongest supporters in the U.S., and they wield considerable influence as Mr. Trump begins his second term in the White House. This is SRN News. The remains of all 10 people killed in last week's Alaska plane crash have been recovered.
The bodies of the 9 passengers and 1 pilot who were on board a Bering air flight that crashed in Nome, Alaska Thursday have been recovered, according to state troopers. They range in age from 30 to 58. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says they're investigating the cause of the crash, but the single-engine turboprop plane is on an ice floe, which makes it tricky.
We do have a short window where we have weather, bad weather coming in, some snow, and please understand that some difficult conditions because this is on an ice floe, which is moving about 5 miles a day.
Audio courtesy Alaska News Source. I'm Julie Walker.
Mayhem in Gulf Philadelphia following the Eagles' Super Bowl win last night with rioters taking to the streets. More details at SRNNews.com.